News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar, whose Janata Dal United won the assembly elections with the BJP as part of the National Democratic Alliance on Thursday, said voters have given the alliance the mandate and it will form the government. Kumar said he has made no claim to chief ministership and that the decision was that of the alliance. One thing is very clear, I have never personally staked claim. Since we are the allies of NDA, whatever decision the NDA takes will be binding. I have not made any such claims, he said. In response to a question about if it was getting difficult for him to hold on to the CM's chair, having secured fewer seats than the BJP. People have given the mandate to the NDA and it will form the government, said Kumar at a press conference in Patna. In his first interaction with the media after winning the elections, Kumar admitted that Chirag Paswan's Lok Jan Shakti Party had damaged the JDU's prospects on many seats. But to a question of whether the JDU had demanded that the BJP sever all ties with the LJP, Kumar said it would be the BJP's decision. The LJP has been blamed for the JDU's low tally in the elections and has been accused of cutting votes against Kumar's party and damaging its prospects. If some action is to be taken, the BJP has to take it. It is for the BJP to decide whether or not the LJP should be retained in the NDA, said Kumar. It is true that we campaigned for the entire NDA. But some party, said Kumar, alluding to the LJP, does not have candidates but finds people against us to cut votes. These attempts are visible. Media has also been reporting about it. Our analysis is also going on. On being asked whether he was disappointed having secured such a wafer-thin majority, Kumar said, "What is the problem with this mandate? There shouldn't be any problem in governing the state with this mandate." Kumar also called his widely reported statement about the recent elections being his last a misunderstanding. Quashing reports that he may be sworn in next week, Kumar said it is not decided yet when the oath-taking ceremony will take place, whether after Diwali or Chhath Puja. We are analysing the results of this election. The members of all four parties will meet tomorrow. A close aide earlier in the day said that Kumar may take oath as Bihar Chief Minister for a fourth successive term next week, but the date has not been finalized yet. However, speculation is rife in political circles that he will be sworn in on Monday, the day Bhaiya Dooj festival will be celebrated, as it is considered an auspicious day. The Bombay High Court on Thursday dismissed the bail plea of Telugu poet and activist Varavara Rao, who was arrested in connection with the Elgar Parishad case. The court will next take up the matter on November 17. The court on Thursday directed a panel of doctors from a private hospital in Mumbai to conduct medical examination of the 81-year-old through video link. He is lodged as an under trial in the Taloja prison in neighbouring Navi Mumbai. A division bench led by Justice A.K. Menon was hearing a petition filed by Rao's wife Hemlata, seeking he be shifted to the private Nanavati hospital for better treatment, an independent medical board be set up to assess his health, and he be granted bail. Rao's lawyer Indira Jaisingh claimed his health was fast deteriorating and there was legitimate apprehension that he might die in prison. Rao suffers from dementia, is confined to bed in the prison hospital since August, and needs to wear diapers, the lawyer said. If Rao passed away in prison, it would be a case of custodial death, Jaisingh said, adding that his detention violated his right to life under Article 21. The High Court initially suggested that a team of doctors from the Nanavati Hospital visit Rao in prison. The National Investigation Agency, which is probing the case, opposed the suggestion. It also opposed Jaisingh's request that Rao be shifted to Nanavati. Additional Solicitor General Anil Singh, the NIA's lawyer, said prisoners cannot choose their doctors and allowing it would set a wrong precedent. Tomorrow every prisoner will say shift me to Nanavati. Besides, we should not underestimate the credibility of our government doctors and hospitals, he said. The court, however, said there would not be any harm if a video consultation was allowed. The main concern is to assess the present medical condition of the accused, instead of a knee-jerk reaction of shifting him out of prison without knowing his health condition. Let the Nanavati doctors assess, the judges said. The HC directed doctors at the Nanavati hospital to submit their video assessment report as soon as it was ready and submit a physical assessment report, if such examination was felt to be necessary, by November 16. Actor Asif Basra died on Thursday in Macleodganj in Dharamshala, near a cafe located on FC Gebara Road. He was 53. The actor was reportedly found hanging at a rented complex in Himachal Pradesh. While the cause of death is not known yet, it is suspected to be a case of suicide. A forensic team has reached the spot and an investigation in the matter is underway. It is being reported that the actor had a property on lease for the past 5 to 6 years and used to visit the place regularly. Film actor Asif Basra was found hanging in a private complex in Dharamshala. Forensic team is at the spot and police is investigating the matter, ANI quoted SSP Kangra Vimukt Ranjan as saying. Reacting to the news, filmmaker Hansal Mehta tweeted, "Can't be true. This is just very, very sad." Asif Basra is a well-known face in the entertainment industry. He played the character of Qureshi in Anurag Kashyap's docudrama Black Friday. But the cinema enthusiast sat up and took notice of his talent after Rahul Tholakia's Parzania. However, that one role which made him famous among the Hindi cinema audiences was that of Imran Hashmi's cop father in the biggest hit of 2010, Once Upon a Time in Mumbai. He was also seen in late Sushant Singh Rajput's film Kai Poche and Shahid Kapoor Kareena Kapoor's starrer Jab We Met. He was very respected in the Indian theatre circuit as well, especially for the five characters he played in Firoz Abbas Khan's very acclaimed show Mahatma vs. Gandhi. He also worked with actors like Omar Sharif and Peter O'Toole in historical drama One Night with the King. Apart from this, he has been a part of shows like Patal Lok, Wo, and Hostages. US President Barack Obama says Congress leader Rahul Gandhi has a nervous, unformed quality about him, like a student eager to impress the teacher, but lacking aptitude and passion to master the subject. The New York Times reviewed Obama's memoir, A Promised Land, in which, among other issues, the first black American president has talked about political leaders from around the world. On Gandhi, Obama says he has a nervous, unformed quality about him, as if he were a student who had done the coursework and was eager to impress the teacher, but deep down lacked either the aptitude or the passion to master the subject, according to the New York Times review. Gandhi's mother and Congress President Sonia Gandhi also appears to find mention in the memoir. The NYT Review said in the memoir, "We are told of the handsomeness of men like Charlie Christ and Rahm Emanuel, but not the beauty of women, except for one or two instances, as in the case of Sonia Gandhi." Former US Secretary of Defense Bob Gates and former Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh both come across as having a kind of impassive integrity, the review states. It added that Russian President Vladimir Putin reminds Obama of the tough, street-smart ward bosses who used to run the Chicago machine. Physically, he was unremarkable, Obama writes of Putin. The 768-page memoir, expected to hit the stands on November 17, chronicles Obama's childhood and political rise before diving deeply into his historic 2008 campaign and first 4 years in office. Obama was the first African-American president of the United States. He visited India twice as the US president in 2010 and 2015. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again next week with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Have a very good day and a great weekend.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.